Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root with Intersection Live. Today I'm talking with Rene Lassert, founder and CEO of Bill.com, and Jeff Schultz, vice president of marketing with Bill.com. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Darren.
What I'd like to do today, guys, is, Rene, if you want to just start out, give me a little bit of a background about you and your current job with Bill.com, and then we'll have Jeff do the same.
That sounds great. Well, basically, as the founder and CEO, this is the third time that I've done a startup, and all of them have focused on helping accountants do various things, payroll and now bill management. So my job is to kind of figure out what it is that customers might want, and then pull together a team and raise some money to support that activity. And, basically I would say the part that I had the most fun at is really working with customers and understanding the product features that are going to change the way businesses and accountants that they work with do their jobs.
Fantastic. Jeff?
So my role as vice president of marketing is, similar to a lot of what Rene does, is to work very closely with customers and with our product teams and really bridge the gap between the all the great cool features and functions that we have and communicating that out to the market and to our customers, the accountants and bookkeeping professionals that use our software every day with their clients. This is something I've been involved in high-tech marketing and product development and management for quite a while, actually starting my career at Arthur Andersen. And so I've been very involved with the financial community in terms of technology and bringing solutions to this market. So very excited to be working with Bill.com and such an innovative new technology for accountants.
Fantastic. And I think I'm right in saying that you guys are in Palo Alto?
That's correct. Yes.
Yep.
So how's the weather in Palo Alto today?
It's gorgeous. We're starting to get that spring weather. It's going to be 75. There's not a cloud in the sky. So
that's
we should be outside.
Day.
We're thinking it may not rain again until October.
It's about that time of year.
I'm actually in southern Indiana, and it's sunny and 70 for the end of March. That's kind of unheard of, so I'm pretty happy about it.
Sounds great. Tulips are going to come up early.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about why a tax and accounting professional should pay attention to what you guys are doing.
Well, I think the most important thing about what we do is we enable accountants and tax professionals to profitably help their clients with bill management or to even do the bill management for their clients. So Bill.com in a nutshell is online bill payment for small and medium businesses with collaboration and document management embedded into the application. And so if you're an accountant or a tax professional that has small businesses, obviously they probably need help managing their bills, managing their cash flow, managing the documents around that. So our customers tell us that, it's a really innovative way of solving the problem. And so it's new. It's all on the web. We have complete disaster recovery backup procedures that, accountants probably like. We have controls and audit procedures that accountants like. So I think there's a lot of interesting things about what we're doing that matter to accountants and give them something that they haven't had before.
Well, I mean, as you both know, I'm a practicing CPA and I run a small firm. And just before I actually ran down to my home office to actually do this podcast today, but just before I came down here, I was meeting with a client that has probably $20 million in real estate around the Bloomington, Indiana area. And I introduced this concept of Bill.com to the owner, and I showed him how they could just fax things to the number of Bill.com. And as you know, we have other clients there, and she was so intrigued by the solution that she didn't have to drop things off at my office anymore, and that she could log in and see, by vendor the digital copy of the bill as well as the check that it cleared, and even the back of the check where it had, had been signed off by the person that received it. I mean, it was really a selling point for us. So thank you guys for that. But that's just a nice testimonial from a loyal customer at this point.
Well, that's great to hear. And I think, you know, for me, the way this all got started, I was the co-founder and former CEO of PayCycle, which hopefully some of the listeners out there have heard of PayCycle. But when I was managing the business for PayCycle, all of this came out of, well, how come, you know, I'm a venture-backed business. I have lots of banks talking to me all the time. There's all these treasury management services that are too expensive and too complicated to actually work with as a small business. Why hasn't that actually been forced into a productized application that would work for small businesses and accountants to collaborate on? So that was the genesis of this, and it's great to hear those types of accolades and testimonials, because that is exactly the pain I felt running my small business when we were small at PayCycle.
Well, it absolutely works, and it's simple, which are two key factors that we look for. And it integrates with, you know, a couple of key solutions that we use, one being QuickBooks and the other one being Intacct. So, yeah, it really works well for us. Jeff, tell me a little bit about the products and services. And I know we've talked a little bit about the problems you solve as a company, but how do you see that?
Well, I mean, again, we kind of talked at a high level about the way that Bill.com works. It's just, you know, really quite simple. You know, you simply would have your clients or give your clients a very simple web-based interface for collaborating with you, the accountant or bookkeeper. And by doing that, you basically give them an email address or a phone number, a fax number, where they can send the bills. And as you said before, there's no longer a need to physically deliver or have somebody pick up bills for you. They just simply show up as an accountant. They would simply just show up in your inbox because your clients faxed them to you or emailed them to you. Once they're in the Bill.com inbox as an accountant, you can then, you know, even though you've given them a very simple interface, you can now do a lot of sophisticated work, which is what you're really being paid to do, which is to look at the expenses, look at how they need to be categorized, look at cash flow, decide when you want to do the payment. And when it is actually time to do the payment, you can either, if you're authorized by your client, you can then go ahead and make the payment yourself, or you can send it back to the client to have them hit the pay button. Either way, we work in both scenarios. But once that's done, Bill.com handles the entire payment process. So, you know, if you're paying by check, we will print the check for you, stuff it in the envelope, mail it. We are coming out with electronic payments very shortly, so we will also handle that for you automatically, which is going to be an extremely low-cost way of doing ACH-based payments. But if you think about the entire process that you would normally go through to pay bills for your clients, a ton of it is all paper-based and involves printing and stuffing envelopes and putting stamps on envelopes and going to the post office, and all of those steps are eliminated with the click of a mouse. And then, as you said before, because we are handling the payment for you, we then receive the cleared checks and can upload that and synchronize with QuickBooks or Intacct. So at the end of the day, as an accountant, you have a very sophisticated ability to take this process, bring it back into your accounting package, still have all of your financial reporting intact, and all the financial analysis that you do within your accounting system, and also providing a complete, what we call end-to-end transaction view of the payment that's made. You can go into Bill.com at any time and see all the information associated with the payment. You can go into your accounting package and see that information. So it provides a very robust solution for you as an accountant to handle your client's finances, while at the same time providing your client a very simple interface to perform that paperless collaboration. So it's really a win-win on both sides. And you know, one of the things that we've done, because this has been built for accountants, is built a lot of features that allow you to manage multiple clients at once and seeing, like, for instance, a unified to-do list of all of your tasks. We've also worked very closely with the folks at the CPA to Biz organization, who are a subsidiary of AICPA, as you know, and are involved in bringing this product to market to accountants and bookkeepers. And through them are offering a lot of value to accountants, such as discounted pricing, centralized billing, as well as the ability to do custom branding so that you can provide a branded logoed page for all of your clients. So, again, this has been thought through very much from the beginning as a way of enabling this accountant-client collaboration.
And I think just one brief thing I would add to Jeff's comments is, a lot of small businesses don't have the time or the patience for going into the accounting software, which is why they're using accounts to do bookkeeping. And something we did with Bill.com is a very simple interface for the small business to get the documents in so the accountant can then appropriately design a process for payment. Whether it involves the client or not is up to the accountant, but it does make it very simple for the accountant and the client to be able to access and see the bills.
And might I add skill? a lot of our clients don't have the skill to be in some of the software packages as well, like QuickBooks or others.
It's dangerous when you give somebody access. We can talk about Bill.com using Bill.com, and I give everybody in the company access to Bill.com, and nobody in the company except me has access to the financials in QuickBooks because it's very dangerous. And I'm actually quite dangerous in QuickBooks because I used to be an accountant, so our accountant doesn't like that.
The other thing I would say is it's also fast, and that's something that our clients really appreciate because these days, sometimes especially if you're starting a new business in an economy like this, you're having to pay your vendors oftentimes before you're getting services. And so the ability to work very quickly on getting them paid is a big value add. In fact, we just published a testimonial case study on our website from one of the new women's professional soccer teams in the Bay Area called FC Gold Pride. And they're a brand new organization focused on bringing a new soccer team to the field with opening day at the beginning of April. And they just do not have time to be managing paper bills. So from the onset, they were working with their accountant to build this paperless collaboration. And if you were to read the case study, you'd see that it's enabled them to take what could have taken 7 or 8 days to get a bill paid down to 1 day, and they can do it from anywhere they are, whether they're on the field with wireless communications or in the office.
Fantastic. The only other thing I want to add, and we don't have a lot of time left, but I might have told you this before, Renee, but we had this client once that anytime you send out a check to somebody, you run the risk of them taking your account and your routing number and recreating a check from some software they've bought at the office supply store, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one time that happened to one of our clients, and the check was for $40,000. An employee at a vendor went down and to the supply store, bought some software, recreated a check from one of our clients, wrote it for $40,000, deposited it in another bank account, and then closed that account.
Yep.
So the other nice thing I really like about Bill.com is the only people I have to give my account and routing number to is you.
Right, and just so folks know, as soon as you give it, it's encrypted, and nobody here in this office can ever see it again, right?
It's really a value added from my perspective as a customer. So.
Yeah. I mean, in many ways, what we're looking to do there is bring sort of that kind of fraud protection that a lot of very large organizations enjoy, sort of naturally, into the small and medium sized businesses that wouldn't normally pay for that kind of a service, and so they basically get it as a free part of the Bill.com package.
Sure. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for your time. And anybody wants to find out more about this can go out to Bill.com.
That's right.
And I believe you guys have maybe a free test drive out there, or what's the deal?
Yes, you can try it for risk-free. So the way it works is that if you join our accountant program through CPA to Biz, you can actually get a 60-day risk-free trial on the system, which means you can cancel within 60 days. And actually, for information on the accountant program, you can go to www.cpatobiz.com/bill. And there's a lot of information from them as well on the value add that they provide.
And then you get a 60-day free trial out there, right?
Yep.
And then a 10% discount going forward.
Right. 10% discount for your clients moving forward. So it's a very compelling offer.
Good deal. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0860. 1-800-664 extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.